This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in here toll free, and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. It is the live Saturday show with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Big news for New Jersey Weed Man. We will share that with you on the way here tonight. Plus, speaking of New Jersey, they've banned bump stocks there, and no one has turned them in. So they were supposed to either destroy them or turn them in. And that was supposed to be done in April. It is now June.
They must have all destroyed them.
All of them, of course. Yes, everybody's so obedient to the government, they'll just do everything the New Jersey government says. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. In fact, we're going to start out with our special guest, Roger Paxton. That's Roger with a D. Hey, Roger. Welcome to Free
Talk. Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
good
man.
To see you guys.
Yeah, well, I don't. We're not seeing you. But we will be.
Yes, very soon.
In just a couple of weeks from tonight, as a matter
Looking
of fact.
Looking very forward to it. I understand that both of you guys are going to be at ForkFest.
That's right. We will be at ForkFest, which is the upcoming decentralized libertarian camping event that's happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground, a favorite location of, I think, anybody who's ever been there. It's just absolutely splendid to be surrounded by the vistas at Rogers Campground, and I'm looking forward to it. And this is going to be the second year of ForkFest. We've been talking a lot about ForkFest here on Free Talk Live. It's the second year of the event, and or the non-event, or whatever you want to call it, because nobody's really in charge of this thing. It's happening June 14th through the 19th. But that's not the reason you're calling in, Roger, because you're going to be at ForkFest on vacation, and then starting on the 19th, you're going to be working hard as the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which follows ForkFest immediately.
Yeah, I wish I could say I would start working hard on the 19th, but my wife and I have been working hard for months already. And now that we're getting right up to the end of it, I mean, it's always something. But, yeah, I mean, ForkFest is coming up. Oh, yeah, crunch time. And, yeah, I mean, we're super excited about it. I mean, you mentioned Rogers, and Rogers Campground. Look, I've been to a lot of places in this country, all over the country, and that view from Rogers is one of the best views you can get in this country. It is
It is one of the best views you can get in the country, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, and then you get to spend a whole week, you know, from ForkFest to ForkFest with all of your libertarian family from all over the country and even world. We've got so many people coming in from all over the world. It's such an incredible event. So, I mean, this year we have got so many amazing speakers. Matt Donnelly, who works with Penn Jillette, he's on his Penn Sunday School and writes for Penn's TV shows and things like that. He's coming to do a magic comedy act and also to kind of talk about being Penn Jillette sidekick, which is pretty cool. We've got Ben Swan coming to keynote. David Freeman's coming. Carrie Wedler, Eric July, and Backwards is coming. Of course, Lynn Ulbricht. It wouldn't be ForkFest without Lynn Ulbricht.
That's the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who, for listeners maybe that aren't familiar, is the man who's sitting in prison for the rest of his life on a double life sentence plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of creating a website and then running that website called The Silk Road, which was an underground marketplace, the first one of its kind.
Basically a website that took the violence out of drug trade, which is you know, something that we desperately needed in this world. And of course, we're going to have Jeffrey Tucker, and one of my personal favorites, he's been a good friend of mine for years, Paul Jacob, who actually spent time in prison in the 80s for not registering for the draft. Ron Paul actually was a character witness at his trial, and he spent a few months in prison for not registering for the draft as a protest. So I'm really excited to have him there. He's actually originally from Arkansas, where I'm from.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've never heard of that happening. I didn't know that actually happened. I know they threaten you if you're, you know, 17. You get the threatening card from the Selective Service that says that you could face prison time, but it, you know, also threatens fines and, you know, claims that you won't get any kind of federal programs or federal jobs. But I've never actually heard of that happening, so that's shocking and horrifying.
It's extremely rare, and the only reason that it happened to him is because he was such a vocal proponent of not registering for the draft.
Public enemy number one.
That's exactly right. They had to make an example of it.
Yep.
So we're really excited about the speakers we have, but we're doing something a little bit new this year that hasn't been done in a couple of years.
This is the 15th year, by the way, of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, correct?
Porkfest 15. Well, actually, it's technically 16 because there was a Porkfest 0 that's not counted because it was just kind of, it was very similar to Porkfest, very decentralized, and it was actually before New Hampshire became the state of the Free State Project.
Right,
so,
which is the migration, part of the New Hampshire freedom migration of these people that are coming who are libertarians and voluntarist types and even small government types coming up to New Hampshire and making the move here as part of that Free State Project.
Yeah, so we're having a bunch of workshops this year as well. Like we're having a workshop on MeshNet, and you actually walk away from there with a GoTenna MeshNet device, Dark Android.
Wish I knew about that already.
Well, good news, Mark. There's actually going to be a mesh networking seminar during ForkFest, which happens prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 5 days prior. So you won't have to miss out on
anything. So this is really one giant festival, right, guys? I mean, come on. Let's be serious here. I'm getting confused between ForkFest and PorkFest.
Well, some people are going to stay through, I think, the whole thing, through ForkFest and PorkFest. Other people are only coming just for ForkFest, at least from what I've been told. There's some level of fallout, unfortunately, from the Porcupine Freedom Festival just growing too large and some controversy that happened a few years ago. And
can't always make every customer happy.
Yeah. Well, but to be clear, there's going to be a lot more people that are coming just for PorkFest than that are coming just for ForkFest.
That much is for certain.
As a matter of fact, our ticket sales have gone up dramatically over last year. We're looking at 25-30% more than we sold last year already. So it's going to be a packed out event, and we're looking so forward to it. But another one that I really want to talk about as far as these workshops is Dark Android. You guys know Brian Sovereign.
He's
doing a Dark Android, which is a term that he coined, workshop where you basically will leave with a brand new Android tablet that is locked down about as securely as you can get it, you're following his Dark Android protocol. So it's $199, but you not only walk away with his tablet, you also walk away with his signed autographed book, Dark Android. So that's one we're really excited about.
Right on. And you got music coming too this year, right?
We do, yeah. Backwards is going to be there. We've got several other musical events. We have a party going on. AnyPay, you guys know Stephen and Derek.
Oh.
They're putting on a party on Friday night. They're actually one of the sponsors for Porkfest this year.
Interesting.
So, yeah, they're putting on a really, really awesome party. So we're really looking forward to that. And, of course, then Backwards on Saturday night. I mean, if anybody hasn't heard of Eric July's band Backwards, and I bought their album Veracity the day it came out, and it is actually some really good music. I enjoy it.
I have not ever heard their music. I mean, he was at Anarchapulco, I think, a couple years in a row, and I got a chance to meet him briefly last year or this year, and it was just one of those things where we were already done recording or whatever.
Part of the thing about our job is we're always out recording an interview whenever the bands are playing.
Yeah, or being, not at the concerts, because I don't know, I don't think we went to those concerts, Mark. We weren't recording at that time. That was in the evening. I just, wasn't our scene, I guess.
Well, I get up early.
Wanted to go get tacos instead.
Right. So, Mark, are you coming to PorkFest this year?
I will be at PorkFest for a couple of days. I guess I'm speaking at the Alt Expo, which is the third event that goes on sort of in conjunction with these events and ties them together. It's another venue at which people speak and those sorts of things. So I've got a couple of speaking gigs there.
Really? What are you going to be talking about? This is news to me. I had not heard this. I heard that you were invited, but that you weren't sure. And I'm glad to hear it, Mark, because you've been kind of a stick in the mud about this whole PorkFest thing.
I think it's amusing that you're doing a promo for an event that you're banned from. But
well, I don't know if that's true. I heard rumored that I was only banned for a year. That seems to be sort of uncertain.
Well, make it easy on everybody and don't go. So anyway, I've got to do this. I'm going to do a speech on Bitcoin, just sort of an introductory thing for people who don't know.
Right.
Help them get a wallet. Help them understand what it is, and maybe give them some Bitcoin cash to get started, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm also going to tell people how they can do activism from their homes without having to sully their brains on Facebook, and maybe something else if I get an opportunity to get up there.
Right, because Facebook isn't activism.
And it, probably not. I mean,
no,
there might be.
It's not.
You might have convinced somebody of something on Facebook at some point, but mostly it's just arguing with idiots on the internet.
Yeah,
that's true. But a Facebook can be used as a tool to help supplement some of the activism you're doing. Like, you guys do a Free Talk Live. I do with my podcasts and stuff. But yeah, it's definitely not activism by itself.
Roger, did you have more you wanted to share? If so, you can stick.
Yeah, I got a couple more things I'd like to run over.
Roger Paxton is with us here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That website is Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. And that's coming up June 19th is when it starts. I think, was it the 24th is when that wraps up?
19th to the 24th.
Yeah. All right, we got more coming up with Roger Paxton. Your calls and thoughts also welcome on whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free if you want to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. As we continue here, Roger Paxton is with us from the seacoast of New Hampshire. Soon we'll all be up at the same campground together for Forkfest, which is coming up June 14th through the 18th at Roger's campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, followed immediately by the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a.k.a. Porkfest, which is June 19th through the 24th. So if you want to go all in, you can spend 11 whole days at Rogers Campground, if I'm recalling correctly. I think that was the number of days that you could spend there, and basically
more than that.
Be surrounded by libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who, if you love freedom, you're probably going to get along with a bunch of them. Roger, thanks for coming on here tonight. I know you had a lot of stuff you're excited about as the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And last year, when we had you on, because we were also at Forkfest last year, it was the first year of Forkfest last year. This is the 15th year of the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the second year of Forkfest. But you and your family were there early for Forkfest last year, and we get to hang out with you a lot, and you actually came on the air with us on a few different occasions. I know you're going to be loaded up with preparations for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but do you think you'll have some time to sit in and do some guest hosting with us?
Are you serious? I would never miss a chance to be on Free Talk Live. Of course I'll be there.
All right, good. Well, I'll look forward to it then. So what else did you want to share with us tonight about what's happening?
So, you know, one of my favorite parts of Porkfest is, you know, the nightlife. You know, you've got all of those great parties and everything, but that scares a lot of people. I mean, I've heard from friends who've lived in New Hampshire for a long time who say, oh, well, it's not family friendly, which is so far from the truth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the first time we went to Porkfest, we basically just let our kids run free range for a week, and they had a blast. As a matter of fact, after the week was over, they told us, that was more fun than Disney World. And we spent so many thousands of dollars to take them to Disney World.
My son didn't say exactly the same thing, but generally he feels the same way about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and getting to hang out with his friends and that kind of thing. And I got to say this about the parties. There's a kids rave, right? So completely... I don't know if there is now, but there was a kids rave when I went. And completely clean, right? Nothing going on, all that stuff. That was the best event of the whole thing as far as my wife and I were concerned. We went, we danced. It was nice and early, so I didn't have to worry about staying out late. Nobody's acting a fool. Nothing. So it was great.
Yeah, we're actually having a family-friendly rave this year as well. It's actually hosted by our teens. So they're going to be running the rave themselves for the entire families, which is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that. Mark, are you bringing your son this year?
I have sole custody of Jack. Custody doesn't sound right. It sounds bad.
Right.
I am taking care of Jack for that whole week. My wife has got to go down and do some stuff in Florida, so I've got him on my own.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to him meeting my kids. That's awesome. But there's also a bunch of other kids' stuff. I mean, you've got movie nights, you've got tie-dye, you got pool parties, and there's even a quiet area in the campground completely set aside for families. So, you know, lights out and quiet time is much, you know, lower in the evening in that area. So if you're worried about those sorts of things, you know, that's all covered. So definitely don't worry about it not being family-friendly, because it certainly is.
Yeah, I mean, the Porcupine Freedom Festival has changed its gears over the years and become, I think, even more family-friendly. Not that it wasn't previously, but it seems to have sort of retooled itself over the last few years in that direction.
It's hard to be, I mean, this had to happen, though, right? It's hard to have a two-year-old that you're trying to put down at 9 o'clock, and then the guy, you know, two sites over is running, is drunk running a chainsaw or something.
That guy was real.
He had to go.
Well, and that's the great thing about Porkfest is it's, you know, we try our very best, and of course it's impossible, but we try to have things for everybody. I mean, there's over 220 events this year, so there's going to be something for everybody. There's going to be things for adults. There's going to be things for kids, and it's a nice segregation of the two. I mean, I think that, you know, to get as many people there as possible, which the goal of getting people to Porkfest is to eventually get them to fall in love with the state and move to New Hampshire. So to get people to come, we have to, you know, try to make it as accessible as possible for everybody. So that's why we have the great, you know, adult events and the late night stuff. But we also have a family-friendly environment.
No doubt about it. That's porkfest.com. Is it too late, Roger, if somebody just wants to show up without a ticket?
No, you can go to Pork. You can go to porkfest.com. General admission tickets are $80, but definitely, you know, think about upgrading to the VIP because you get so much cool stuff out of that. You get happy hour appetizers, complimentary pastries and coffee every morning, dinner every night, hot and cold drinks all day, meet and greets with our speakers. There's so much in that VIP access that you don't want to miss that. But yeah, you can get it at porkfest.com. You can also show up at the door. We will be selling passes at the door as well, June 19th through the 24th.
And if you just want to come up and check out Rogers Campground without any of the tickets, then, of course, ForkFest is where you want to go because there are no tickets, there are no organizers, there's no fancy speakers, none of that stuff. I can't guarantee you you're going to have a good time, but you might at ForkFest. ForkFest is generally a pretty good time. There's usually, what, about 1,000 people there at ForkFest these days?
Oh, yeah, we'll have definitely over 1,000 this year without a doubt. Ticket sales are already showing that. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty packed out event.
Do you have any idea, like, what percentage of the attendees are new to New Hampshire versus folks that live here already?
It's interesting because we actually took a survey at the end of last year, and at least 50% of the people were new to New Hampshire, which was really surprising to us.
That sounds about on par with my experiences there over the years. I always like to ask that question whenever I was on stage, like, you know, hey, everybody, raise your hand if you've never been here before. And it was almost always 50, 60% of the audience.
Yeah, I mean, Porkfest is a week-long party, and it's a week-long, you know, voluntarist event, but it's also there as an outreach tool to get people to move to New Hampshire, for sure.
Yeah, and you know, to get people to experience what it's like to actually be around people who care about freedom, because if all you ever get is just Facebook interactions with other libertarians, then
that's not at their worst.
That's not attractive. But being with them in real life is something else. And finding out that all of the things they've heard about New Hampshire that are actually true, that's actually real, that, you know, we got the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film at 101reasonsfilm.com. You know, for people who've seen that and they want to actually see what it's like in real life, then this is a perfect opportunity to do that. Roger Paxton, anything else you want to throw out there tonight?
No, I just thanks so much, and definitely, you know, check it out at porkfest.com, and I am looking so forward to seeing both of you guys in just a couple of weeks.
When are you showing up for ForkFest?
I will be there the Saturday.
Saturday. So. Yeah, I hear a lot of people are showing up on that Saturday, so I think that's going to be the big day for ForkFest.
Yep. We'll have it all nice and set up and warmed up for you.
And awesome. By set up, you mean we'll have our equipment set up. We can't say anybody else is going to be there. But I've heard there's actually going to be food vendors at ForkFest this year. There are people talking about selling tacos, doing breakfast. Will Coley and his wife are going to be doing some Asian cuisine. So we may actually have a few different food vendors, which I'm excited
about. And some of the vendors for ForkFest will start showing up on Sunday, too. Yep. So there'll be some food options there Sunday and Monday for you guys.
Awesome. Hey, Roger, thanks for coming on tonight, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Roger Paxton from the Lava Flow podcast, by the way. That's the thing he does, and you can check that out over on lavaflow.com. TheLavaFlow.com?
Yes, LavaFlow.com.
All right, very good. Thanks, Roger.
Take care.
More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to go and talk about New Jersey. There's some good news, actually. It's pretty rare that you get new, you know, good news coming out of New Jersey. It's one of the biggest governments, the most statist places in the United States. If you love freedom, you probably shouldn't be living there. But there's something worth talking about. So New Jersey weed ban is not guilty. And then also the bump stock ban has had surprising results. We'll share all that with you coming up here. You can also take control on Free Talk.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over. And now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News. President Trump announced on Saturday that he sent a delegation to China for another round of trade talks. The negotiations will begin Sunday in Beijing. It may not be a tariff war, but there's still a lot of concern regarding the consequences of President Trump's latest actions. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
U.S. agricultural producers say their businesses will suffer from retaliatory tariffs after President Trump announced a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Jeff Schwager is president of a Wisconsin company that exports cheese to Mexico, and he tells ABC News he's worried about losing sales.
It's our second largest export market, and it will reduce sales.
The European Union's trade commissioner says the U.S. is playing a dangerous game by slapping tariffs on European steel and aluminum. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark,
855-450-3733, or hop on Skype, which is where we had Roger Paxton just a moment ago. You'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us on either Skype or our Discord chat. The Skype username you want to connect to is lrn.fm, and the Discord chat is over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to connect to us that way, you can go and join the on-air call-in line room there on Discord. And apologies, we were kind of rushing. The cam computer was down when we started the show, or they needed to be rebooted, and I forgot to start the cam, so apologies to anybody who was wanting to see us on Twitch. You missed out on that first half hour. And by the way, we won't be able to be streaming from the campground, just so you know, when we are at ForkFest coming up here in a couple of weeks from tonight. You're going to hear us. We're going to be talking about the ForkFest, which is, you know, you can go to ForkFest.party if you want to learn more about that. But we're going to be recording the show out there because it's really hard to get a good, reliable connection on this campground, and it's just easier for us.
I think
to
it's probably true on most campgrounds, but yeah.
Yeah. So, by the way, speaking of good internet connections, Blink Home Security. If you've got an internet connection at home, then you want to have a home security system like Blink, because it's wireless, first of all. When you get the Blink Home Security system, it's like the easiest thing you could possibly put together, because there's no running wires, there's no drilling holes, there's no running, you know, pulling things through walls and all that. You just open the boxes, put the batteries in the cameras, put the cameras wherever you want them around your home. You plug the hub in. There's one wire in the system. It's the power cable for the hub. And the cameras themselves are, again, on batteries. And so whenever you set it up to operate, it will send you wirelessly via the Internet your, you know, clips of whatever it is that happens in front of the camera. So wherever you are, if you've got your phone with you, you'll be able to see if something's going on at home. Maybe it's in the middle of the day or maybe in the middle of the night. Wherever it is you are, you're going to get that information from the Blink Home security system.
Also, you can check in on your house at any time you want.
Yeah,
or office.
True.
Is just as good for an office.
Blink, I would say a small office. You don't want to put this in a huge warehouse or something like that.
Probably not.
BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That gets you 15% off. And the price already is affordable, so you save an extra 15% by going to BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Coming up, the latest on New Jersey weed ban. That's on the way. But first, we go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, the Phoenix police are investigating after well-known forensic psychiatrist Dr. Stephen Pitt was shot and killed outside his office Thursday night. And he was in some high-profile cases, and they're investigating. But let's take a look at my hypothesis here, okay?
Okay, you've got a hypothesis.
On December 13th, 2005, this is a fact, a man was lured into a session with Kathy M. Godby, licensed clinical social worker, and she suspected him of this thought crime they've got. They can't lock you in jail for thinking things that bureaucrats don't want you to think. Instead, they locked him up and drugged him for thinking. It's called suicidal ideation. And this was on December 14th, 2005. He was locked up and drugged.
So wait a minute, hold on. Before you tell the rest of the story, how did this guy end up in this psychiatrist's office in the first place?
He was lured into a session with a licensed clinical social worker.
What does that mean, he was lured in? How was he lured?
Well, the cops were talking to him about what he's been doing lately and trying to get dates with these ladies and crossing the line or whatever. And they talked him into going to see the shrink. And he got him locked up. And he got drugged. And, of course, you know how it is. Then they say, well, do you want to get committed or do you feel better now? And I guess he said he felt better. So then, but you want to see just how much better he felt. Just look at what he did on April 16th of 2007 at Virginia Tech, where the body count stands at 33. See, because I guess maybe he didn't like being locked up and drugged.
Okay,
and
hold on. Maybe, wait. Maybe you're going to tie this together, but you started out by talking about a forensics expert who was shot and killed in Arizona, and now you're talking about the Virginia Tech shooter?
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the way I'm tying this together is maybe the forensic psychiatrist in Arizona picked the wrong guy to try a similar stunt or sign off on getting somebody locked up and drugged who didn't want to get locked up and drugged. And so then the victim later went back and, took out the psychiatrist instead of going out and killing a bunch of innocent people.
Is there evidence that the forensic forensic expert was getting people involuntarily committed? That doesn't seem like what a forensics person does.
The forensics, they also testify, in court cases.
Right.
So I'm suspecting that, maybe this guy picked the wrong person to lock up and drug, and maybe that's why.
I don't see any real evidence for that. I mean, you're completely speculating. I mean, it's total speculation.
Hypothesis.
If anything, it would be much more likely that this guy would have put somebody away with the evidence that he presented in a court of some alleged crime.
Right.
And then maybe somebody was mad about that. But
you
can
create an enemy that way, too.
Yeah.
There's a variety of ways to create enemies. The first thing you do is look for immediate family, right? Like husband, wife, that sort of thing. Then you look at extended family. Then you look at, enemies that have been made and that sort of thing. And it's possible they made an enemy. But of all the, you look at all the millions of people that are in the United States in prison, very, very few of them get out and harm the person or persons that put them in.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But he does bring up the issue of involuntary commitment, which, that's a tough one. It really is. Especially for, I think, people of a libertarian mindset,
mm-hmm.
right? And this has come up before, and it'll probably come up again. As a liberty-minded person, you tend to believe that aggressive force should not be used against peaceful people, that you know the only time you should use force is in defense
right.
of yourself or loved ones or you know, but even a total stranger, but you know, self-defense and defense of others. And when you come across a situation with somebody who is crazy, the same rules don't really seem to fit those situations.
Right.
Because when somebody is out of their mind, there's not really much reasoning that you can do with that person. You can physically remove that person from your property, but there's no reason why they won't come right back.
Mom, you know, or something like that.
Sure, it could be a loved one.
It's a loved one, yeah. And at which point you're using force, but in the sense it's like, well, you know, I want you to come back, and I want you to be well, but you're not.
You're not well right now.
We need to do something. And, you know, if somebody's doing something for the right reasons, I tend.
Well, but there's a big, I think I would say risk or, you know, yeah. possible Pandora's box of, you know, opening that when you say, we're doing it for your own good, right? Like, maybe you are, but that's an excuse that can be used in a lot of circumstances where the person may not agree that it was for their own good
sure.
in the long run or even in the short run. And would they have...
Any kind of evil can be perpetrated in the name of trying to do something good.
Right.
But I can tell you, my wife had a situation where she had to do something with a family member, and it wasn't pleasant, mm-hmm. But it had to be done.
It did, yeah, I understand that. I've had that happen to me when I went insane for a short time, and then I had a situation where I had to deal with an insane person who was on my property, and very similar situation, had to, you know, a group of us had to try to work with this guy to cool him down and, you know, keep him from doing stupid things and hurting himself and all that, and eventually he had to get put in a hospital. And it's not something that I don't think anybody should take lightly. And maybe there are people out there who do take it lightly and they just, you know, will call the cops on their family members if they don't like them or whatever. Certainly we've heard stories like that. So this process can absolutely be abused. How could it be better? I honestly don't know. If you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do so. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And then there's all the peaceful people that are put into prison cells against their will who are not crazy, like New Jersey Weed Man, who's now spent 400-plus days in jail. Turns out he wasn't guilty. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about his case, and your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome on whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And then there's also our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. The Discord, by the way, for those of you who are unfamiliar, and I was pretty much unfamiliar until about 6 months ago, is a chat service that was originally created for gamers to have like real-time chat with one another while they're playing games. And turns out it's actually a really good chat platform as well. And we used to have a chat room a long time ago on IRC. Technically, it's still there, which is Internet Relay Chat. It's like the oldest, one of the oldest things on the Internet, IRC chat. And that was kind of taken over by trolls, and nobody really paid any attention to it. So figured we'd try something new, something more modern as far as chatting is concerned. Turns out a lot of our listeners want to talk to each other.
It's a better experience, yeah.
Yeah, so you go to discord.lrn.fm. There are multiple channels, so only that top channel is for calling in. All the rest of them are for just chatting. There's also voice chat channels. So there's text chat and there's voice chat. Sometimes after the show, some of our listeners will actually get into a voice chat with each other. But mostly it's text chat.
There's 100 people online there right now.
Yeah, I don't know if all of them are chatting, but there are some people are lurkers, right? So what percentage of them are actual people who will type a message in versus just watch. But there's a fair amount of people who participate every single day over on our Discord. The Free Talk Live channel, of course, during our show, you'll find a lot of activity there. But there are also other channels, everything from cryptocurrency to gaming to a channel about New Hampshire, the upcoming ForkFest, and others. So go and get interactive with Free Talk Live hosts. Some of the hosts go there. I'm there pretty much every single day, all day. And Mark, you've got an account there as well. And then there's also, most of them are listeners of the show. Some of the callers, you'll recognize some of the names like Gene the Christian Anarchist and many others who regularly call the program. So it's kind of interesting to watch people who normally we just interact with on the air actually interacting with each other. And it's free. So you can go to discord.lrn.fm. There are apps that you can download. You can get them for Windows, Mac, Linux. You can get them for iOS and Android. And there's also a web version. So if you don't want to download an app, you can just use it through their website. Discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the story. Big news for a big guy, New Jersey weed man, somebody who we've been following here on Free Talk Live for years. In fact, we've had him on as a guest a couple of times. Had never had the pleasure of actually meeting New Jersey weed man, because he's New Jersey weed man, not New Hampshire weed man, unfortunately. But he's been...
He's quite an activist, though.
He is a huge activist down there. Like, when it comes to cannabis activism, he is... the man in New Jersey. Like, he's got the biggest profile, and of course, when you're an activist with a big profile in an issue like drug legalization,
they take you down.
They are going to try their best to ruin your life, and they have tried to ruin New Jersey weed man, a.k.a. Ed Fortune's life. However, he's been found not guilty in his most recent trial. According to NJ.com, most people released from a county jail emerge clutching their personal possessions or maybe even carrying them in a bag. NJ Weedman Ed Fortune walked out of the Mercer County Corrections Center just before sunset Thursday evening, pulling a cart stacked with papers and binders accumulated from his two criminal trials. He was acquitted of witness tampering just hours before. A small gathering of...
Witness tampering? You don't hear that every day.
Nope.
Usually mobsters are, you know... charged with that.
A small gathering of supporters greeted him with gifts. He smoked one of those gifts in front of the jail sign. Then he got into a car with his girlfriend Debbie at the wheel, lit up another, and went on Facebook Live. Debbie also broadcast his release moments earlier.
Well, I'm glad he wasn't behind the wheel.
Correct. Fortune said as she drove, quote, "I can't believe I'm out. I can't believe you're actually sitting there," he said, or she said, rather, and leaned over to kiss him. For the next 10 minutes, he smoked and talked about getting out of jail and the change his eyes underwent. He now wears glasses during his 15 months behind bars. He suspects the spectacles he needs is not from being able to smoke weed in jail. He did shout-outs to fans that he knew by name.
Is there any kind of science behind the notion that your vision's going to get worse unless you have... I mean, I've heard glaucoma, but I don't really know anything else.
I don't know. He did shout-outs to fans that he knew by name, and the broadcast was interrupted by people calling his phone. One asked to smoke with him. He says, "I got a lot of making up to do," he replied. They then went to Red Lobster. He loves fish, and Fortune nodded off at the table, exhausted. Before that, and on Friday, at a press event, he'd called at his shuttered restaurant in Trenton. The litigious weed man was also talking about starting up his weed activism and filing legal action about the 447 days he spent incarcerated during his two witness tampering trials. A Mercer County judge denied several times his motions to get out of custody.
Yeah, this is the thing. So you got witness tampering here, which, depending on the situation, a person doesn't necessarily need to be in jail. Remember, jail is the punishment that they give you when they find you guilty. To put you in jail ahead of time is pre-punishment, unless you're in a situation where either you're violent and dangerous to society.
He's not violent.
Or you're, an extreme flight risk.
He's not a flight risk. He's shown up to every court case he's ever had. Right. He wanted to fight this. He wanted to get a jury verdict on this. He wanted to go for jury nullification on his other so-called crimes, where they raided his restaurant. They raided his church. He had a church and a restaurant. And we'll get into more of the story here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, because there is definitely a lot more to Weedman's story. Let's talk, though, first to Dan. He's listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. I just was listening to, I guess it was an ad in between your breaks about somebody running a marathon.
Yeah.
Or support for innocence.org or whatever it was.
The Innocence Project. You're talking about our friend and co-host, Daryl W. Perry, who is going to be running at the New York Marathon, and he's fundraising to try to raise, I think, $3,000 at least for the Innocence, $3,500 for the Innocence Project, which is a group that actually helps people who've been incarcerated wrongly try to overturn their verdicts.
Yes, that's what I'm calling about.
Yeah.
Great.
What about it?
Great answer, because I just had never heard of it before, and it really attracted my attention, and it kind of went by, so I guess I'm asking if you can give me some more information a little bit slower, because I would really like to be a part of that.
Yeah. So if you go online, you can visit their website. It's innocenceproject.org. So that's innocenceproject.org. And they've got a lot of information there about some of the, you know, success stories that they've had and the various different exonerations that, you know, that they've helped people get out of prison.
And they're trying to help people now, too.
Yeah. So. And so they obviously need funding.
They're like they're a group of attorneys or people that are actually going to bat for people that are in jail.
Correct.
Have no business being there.
That's right. As many as they can, right? Like they can't take every case, but as many as they can take on, they have a number of DNA exonerations according to their website, 356. Number of alternative perpetrators identified, 153. So they've actually helped find the actual criminals in some cases where people were wrongfully imprisoned.
Yeah, one of these things that really bothers me about the death penalty is that, and, you know, they've found that the wrong people were in jail 300-something times, and that they could actually find with, well, I don't know, some good science, 150 bad guys out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the monopoly justice system that we have has stopped looking. They found their bad guy. They got somebody put in jail on death row, and they're not looking anymore. And that person's going to be executed. So, you know, people that claim killing somebody is a bad idea are going to then kill somebody. It's you know, it's crazy.
Well, they probably play God better than we do. I never was very good at that role. So
I suspect nobody is.
Yeah,
leave that to God.
Nobody is.
So, Dan, I hope that helps you. Anything else you want to share tonight?
It is, and I'm gonna go online, and I'm gonna be a part of that. I'm gonna help him get to his $3,500 goal, because that is, the way this justice system works in this country. If you don't have any money, and I can tell you this, I had a construction company, and they just line these guys up and give them pleas and put them on work release. And if you don't got the money for somebody to go to bat for you, it doesn't matter.
You're done for.
It doesn't matter. The justice system is screwed. That's why the weed guy probably wanted a jury.
Because absolutely.
Because if anybody actually heard the story, they probably let him go.
Dan, by the way, I want to let you know, InnocenceProject.org is their website, but our co-host, Daryl, he is raising money on he's got a fundraiser page for that. So if you want to donate to his fundraiser, which will all go to the Innocence Project, his fundraising page is run.freetalklive.com. So that'll take you right to his fundraising. Yeah, run.freetalklive. Free Talk Live is our site. That's our website. So run.freetalklive.com.
Got it.
So when you go to InnocenceProject.org and you learn more about them and you feel like you want to support them, then you can donate to run.freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate it.
Bye.
And we'll continue here. Your calls and thoughts. More about Weed Man, New Jersey Weed Man, who is innocent. Of course, he's never actually harmed anybody in the first place, but yet has spent more than 400 days in jail awaiting trial where he was found not guilty.
Or you can just call it and tell me why you think the death penalty is a really good idea.
Sure. We can talk about the death penalty as well if you like. And you can take control of the airwaves also. Bring up whatever you want here. Hour number two is next. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.